fans do an inside look at the NFL's newest facility, Levi's Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers. Hosting your Denver Broncos for the first game ever played here during this week two of the preseason.
Levi's Stadium. This is the Broncos TV Live pregame show. I'm Chris Hall. This is Andrew Mason. This is Phil Milani, and it's week two of the preseason. If it seems like it's been 10 days since the Broncos played a game, well, it has. The first week they played on a Thursday, had to wait a whole week and change to finally get their first road game test, Andrew. And want to start right away with some of the news that's already out today, considering some lineup changes due to what was kind of a weird injury, but hopefully not too bad, but what we've seen here on Twitter regarding Kayvon Webster and Bradley Roby.
Yeah, Kayvon's not going to play today because of an ankle injury, and that is going to move Bradley Roby up because, of course, Chris Harris is still coming off the ACL tear, and he's worked in practice. We're going to see plenty of Bradley Roby today, and I think this is a really important day for him. We've seen him work in sub-packages with the first team. He's gone against Demaryius Thomas a lot in practice. That's been a very rigorous challenge for him, and sometimes it hasn't gone all that well for him. But then again, Demaryius Thomas is going to beat almost any cornerback in the league. So Roby has been tested under fire every day in practice, and I think that's going to help him today. He's not going to see anything more difficult than he's seen on a daily basis in training camp.
I think a hockey game just broke out here. Sounded like a goal just got scored. Andrew, thank you. It's Gackley. Let's stay on defense, Phil. With Danny Trevathan getting hurt on Tuesday, Jack Del Rio said, look, it's going to be Brandon Marshall. He's going to have a chance to come out and show what he can do with the first team. You guys caught up with him this week. He's ready. He's excited. He hates to see Danny go down like anyone does, but he knows this is a big day for him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Brandon Marshall said that with given the opportunity, he feels confident in himself to be able to come out here and take care of business, how almost this next man up mentality that Coach Fox always talks about. The one thing that will be interesting is that Danny Trevathan calls all the plays for the defense.
Right.
So now there's going to be a new guy in the huddle. And, of course, as the Niners open their new stadium today, it's going to be a good challenge for them because the atmosphere here is not going to be like a regular preseason game. The fans here are excited to open up their new stadium. It's probably going to be sold out, 68,000 people here. So Brandon Marshall in that huddle giving out the calls, it should be an excellent challenge for this defense early on in the preseason.
Yeah, I know he's looking forward to it. We're going to try not to scream here. Just proves that we are live. It's great. And you touched on, it's hot today. Not like we were talking before the show, not like your normal San Francisco 49er game in the preseason where you actually might need a couple layers, long sleeves. Today it is hot. The sun's out, and this afternoon kick will add to that. But regardless, this is week two. This is the next test, the next step of evaluation for forming this 53-man roster. Now that camp is officially broken, everyone knows today is really important. But again, they know they're going to be evaluated every snap.
After 23 days of practice, meetings, and quality bonding time, the Broncos officially broke training camp on Friday. And while most guys are happy to head home and sleep in their own beds, Von Miller, not so much.
I like my bed at the Ramada, you know, and it was closer. So, you know, you don't really do too much in camp anyway. So, you know, it was the same for me. You know. My bed at home is actually a little bit harder than, you know, the Ramada bed, so it was cool.
Other than a firmer night's sleep for Miller, most players said not much will change about their mentality on the field.
It's a little bit shorter day. The mindset is the same, you know. Coming out here to work every day, improve, and, you know, with a goal, you know, you should come practice with a goal, you know, to get better at something. And that's how you should approach it. That's how I approach it, and I think that's how we've been approaching it as a team.
With not having the fans out, you know, for camp, so you don't have that big switch to not having fans since we've not had them the whole time. So I think it's going to be just continuing same style, trying to come out every day and get a little bit better.
I mean, it's been good the first 2 weeks. It doesn't really feel like it's the last day because I know we have a couple more weeks of football left. So, I mean, it's just being able to get out the hotel. I mean, you're not under strict enforcement, but at the end of the day, we all have to be accountable for each other.
One thing that will change for the Broncos is next week after the 49ers game, they'll return home for three practices with the Houston Texans.
Sure, Obama's able to get some sleep. Whether or not he'll go, we'll talk about that in a little bit after this next segment. Want to start now, though, with the offense to show you that I don't just hold a microphone. I actually do some research like these two guys to do a whole lot more than I do. Last year, week two of the preseason, Peyton Manning and the starters went for 37 snaps into about 7.5 minutes left in the second quarter. You'd like to think, Andrew, that it'll hopefully hold depending on how these drives go. But again, it was Seattle last week, now San Francisco this week. Two opponents are going to see during the season, and two guys defensively, I know Peyton and Adam love to get these looks at.
Yes, exactly. I mean, just like last week, you're going against a team that does a lot with its pass rush. Different than Seattle, it's a 3-4 lineman here rather than a 4-3 with the Seahawks, but still equally effective in terms of getting pressure from the edge. It's going to be a big challenge for Chris Clark and Ryan Clady, and also for Julius Thomas and Virgil Green, tight ends. You know, they're going to chip on some of those blocks. They're going to try to keep Peyton Manning upright. And another key thing to remember, last year in that preseason game, Peyton Manning left, but then Brock Osweiler came in and worked with the first team for another series.
Yep.
And given all that they're trying to do to get Brock Osweiler ready, just in case, you wonder if maybe he's not going to get a similar series with the ones today like he did last year.
See, Mace does his research, too. It's important for this pregame show. Staying on offense for a minute. Now, Monte Ball is here. He's jogging around. Good to see you wanting to be part of this game experience, even though he won't play. Plenty to learn on the sideline. C.J. Anderson came back from that concussion he practiced this week. Excuse me. Not sure how much he'll play, but still. Watching those running backs was a lot of fun last Thursday. Now they get to do it on the road.
Yeah, we just saw Ronnie Hillman warming up behind us. He had that touchdown last week against the Seahawks. I'm sure that the Broncos will want to once again kind of set that physical tone. And another guy that you want to see from is Juwan Thompson. He had the good game. How does he follow that up now against another stout defense? In fact, the 49ers are pretty familiar with the Broncos. They faced each other 35 times in the preseason, more than any other opponent in the preseason. So how about that for some research?
That's really good. There's that. There's Brock with the first team and Manning getting 37 snaps last year, all in the same segment. I love it. Let's stay with the offense. Here's what Adam Gase had to say this week about what he expects to see here today.
Yeah. No, we like the guys we have, and those undrafted guys we brought in, we feel like really somebody's going to step up in that group, whether it's one, two, three guys. So we'll see how it plays out because we still have three more games. I think all the defenses we're going to end up playing this preseason are pretty tough, and it's good for us to see a 4-3 defense, and then now we're moving to a 3-4 scheme, and then with Houston come in another 3-4 scheme, and then we'll jump back to a 4-3 scheme. So it's good mix up for us, especially with Kansas City in our division, and San Diego can't run it if they want to, but just seeing and that kind of variety is good for us.
That's Adam Gase back at Dove Valley this week. Let's go to the other side of the ball and Jack Del Rio for the second week in a row. The trend here, another mobile quarterback. Last week was Russell Wilson. This week, Colin Kaepernick. Not sure how much he'll play. Jim Harbaugh said he wasn't even sure earlier in the week. That's a coach just doing what coaches do. But still, how much do you think he will go today, Andrew?
I think he's going to go a series or two, maybe not as long as Peyton Manning and the Bronco first team offense, but we're going to see quite a bit from him, and that's another challenge with a mobile quarterback. We saw it last week with what the pass rush did against Russell Wilson, bringing him down multiple times and getting consistent pressure. You're looking for that again. But another thing, to go back to Bradley Roby, we talked about at the top of the show, what Roby has done really well so far is in supporting the run defense on the outside. He had a forced fumble last week. So when Kaepernick breaks contain and does get outside and moves, you want to see Bradley Roby get up there, make the tackle, not whiff on the guy, stay in the right spot, you know, and limit that gain to maybe 4 or 5 yards instead of the 20 or 30 yards that he can break off. So whether it's the front seven or on the back end, a lot of challenges from Colin Kaepernick no matter how long he goes today.
Yeah, maybe do what T.J. Ward was able to do last week. Come up from the secondary, go find the quarterback. Let's talk about the nasty. We saw some of that defensive nasty that you get with some of the new additions in DeMarcus Ware, and it's almost like you have to wait these 10 days to see it again because you want to see him get some more reps and get some more snaps out there. DeMarcus Ware played, what, nine?
Nine snaps last week, yes.
Nine snaps last week. We all want to see a little bit more of that, but again, we got to
little sense of that nasty against Seattle. Let's see it here today.
Most definitely. I mean, another physical team with the 49ers. One thing to be careful of, though, is like when these pass rushers go up the field, Kaepernick is a, you know, one of the best at making them pay for being a little bit too aggressive.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that you'll be able to see. You want to be aggressive, but you don't want to be too aggressive on these things. So it'll be definitely interesting to see how they follow up that performance against Seattle today with the 49ers.
Yeah, enough of us telling you what Jack Del Rio said. Hear from him himself and his take on what he hopes to see from his defense today against the Niners.
You know, I think you had a lot of evidence last year on what our philosophy is. I think Coach Fox said it yesterday. You know, it's that next man up mentality. So, you know, next man up to get the first crack at will be Brandon Marshall. And he's been running with the twos. He's the backup Will. He's the backup dime and all that. So he'll get the first crack at it. Everybody gets evaluated. Everybody that's here will get an opportunity. What happens when you lose a guy, or if a guy for whatever reason is not in there, it just creates an opportunity for others to step forward. And so, you know, we'll continue coaching hard and teaching hard and demanding and give some opportunities and see how it shakes out. But, Brandon will get the first crack. He's he's been a guy that's grown in our system here. Was on practice squad last year, very active in practice. Excited about seeing him this fall. And, we got him active at the end of the year covering kicks and things. He's athletic. So I'm excited to get a chance to really evaluate him in a more prominent role. So, but he's an athletic linebacker, much like Danny. You know, he has a nose for the ball. And we'll just see where it goes.
Jack Del Rio earlier this week at Death Valley. Now, one guy who I know is looking forward to playing today because he was on the early bus that I took, the super early bus, is Duke Iheanacho. Phil, tell us why.
Well, you know, Duke is one of several guys on the Broncos roster that actually played college football here. I know C.J. Anderson is another guy played at Cal. Not sure how much or if he'll be able to play today at all, but Duke tweeted out earlier this week that he can't wait to play in this game. You can hear from him now. The Broncos are getting ready for their first road game of the season as they head to the Bay Area this weekend. Safety Duke Iheanacho is one of several players who are from California or went to school there.
James hit hard by Duke Iheanacho.
Last preseason, he had a coming out party against the 49ers, recording 7 solo tackles. And this time around, he's hoping for some more of that homecoming magic.
Can't wait, man. I got a lot of friends out there that still are living out there. And, the stadium's in Santa Clara, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty close to San Jose, so pretty close to where I went to school. So I got a lot of friends, and I'm excited to play in front of them.
Yeah, chances are Duke's got a lot of friends and family here today, and hopefully we can talk to him afterwards and see how he felt about the game. As we wrap this show, this first Broncos TV Live pregame show from the road, I hope you've all enjoyed it so far. We touched on the running backs. We touched on Brandon Marshall. We touched on the starters. Mace, what are we missing that fans need to keep their eyes on today?
Well, we touched on C.J. Anderson, whether he's going to play or not, but I think you're also looking at Ronnie Hillman getting the start as Monte Ball continues his recovery. How's he going to do? I talked about the Niners' pass rush. He's going to be asked to do some blitz pickup, I'm sure, today. So you want to see how well he keeps Peyton Manning clean. Juwan Thompson, another guy, he's seen a lot of action in practice. We saw what he did against Seattle last week. Very effective in every area of the running game and even in the passing game as well in terms of picking up blitzes. Can he do the same this week? He's had some first-team reps throughout practice. What can he do going forward? And then some of the other running backs, Capri Bibbs, Jarotis Williams, and Brennan Clay, if they get their reps, what can they do with them? Because they didn't see it, or especially Williams and Clay didn't see as much playing time last week. Those guys are all going to be a factor today.
I hope everyone took notes, because that's a lot to keep an eye on. And whatever happens on the field today, Andrew, Phil, and I and the rest of the digital team will have you covered in-game and post-game. So that's going to do it for this week's Broncos TV Live pregame show. Now, there's this app called Instagram. Chances are a lot of you are on it. If you go to it, you will see Andrew Mason accepting the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. He did it last night. The video was a little long. I had to break it up into two pieces, but still it's there. And we kind of use that to segue into how we want to close the show, because this week, Mason, one of several Broncos representatives who accepted
and took the challenge. It's really been a good time. Everyone really enjoyed doing it. We're going to leave the show, leave you with this part of this content from the week. Enjoy the game, everyone. Kickoff at 2 o'clock Denver time. And, of course, we will have you covered all day long on DenverBroncos.com.
Hi, I'm John Elway of the Denver Broncos, and I humbly accept Thomas Dimitroff's Ice Bucket Challenge to strike out ALS. Whew. Now, I'd like to challenge a couple of our AFC West rivals, Tom Telesco and Reggie McKenzie of the Oakland Raiders.
Hi, I'm Denver Broncos head coach John Fox, and I am proud to accept the Ice Bucket Challenge to wipe out ALS. I was challenged by head Giants coach Tom Coughlin, and I accept that challenge. Let's get to it. Now I'd like to challenge head football coach for the Bengals, Marvin Lewis, also head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen, also head coach Mike McCoy of the San Diego Chargers.
Hey, Broncos fans. Every year, 5,600 people are diagnosed with ALS in the U.S. That's why, Indianapolis Colts cheerleaders, we accept your challenge. Now we want to challenge Denver Mayor Michael Hancock, former Denver Broncos cheerleader and ESPN reporter Michelle Beisner, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleaders. So help us raise money and awareness for ALS by accepting the Ice Bucket Challenge.
This is Terrence Knighton and Vaughn Miller, and I'm DeMarcus Ware, and we're accepting the Ice Bucket Challenge for the Strike Down ALS.
Oh man. Woo. I tell you what, I challenge you, Michael Strahan. You just do this Ice Bucket Challenge. Oh man.
I challenge Rajon Rondo. Go Celtics.
I challenge Michael Crabtree, the 49ers. Let's go.
Let's get the strike down.
Woo-hoo. This is Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, and I'm proud to take the Ice Bucket Challenge to strike out ALS. I've been challenged by my friend Steve Gleason, USA volleyball, fencing, and archery teams, and several great Broncos fans. So let's do it. And now I'm challenging Jeff Saturday, Bill Polian, my old coach, Tom Moore.